thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. Question number 5, some skeptics still say, which God are you talking about? Thor, Zeus, etc. The inference in this question is, these were mythical gods and so is yours. Atheists are correct about these gods being myths. Man gravitates towards idolatry as a moth does to a flame. There are millions of false gods. Hinduism has about 330 million. But there is only one creator, and that's the God who revealed himself to Moses and gave us his moral law. That's the God who became flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, died and rose for us and provided salvation. And that's the God you will have to face on Judgment Day. You say, I don't believe in Judgment Day. Well, what if you're wrong? Another argument atheists use is that they can't prove God doesn't exist, just as you and I can't prove the tooth fairy doesn't exist. This is pseudo-intellectual and a condescending way of equating belief in God with belief in the tooth fairy. It's true that we cannot disprove the existence of either one. However, as Ray Comfort writes, belief in the existence of the tooth fairy is inconsequential. Belief in and therefore obedience to God has eternal consequences, irrevocable ones. The Bible says, for we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then, each of us will give account of ourselves to God. Today, accept Jesus as your Savior and you'll meet God in peace. From Vision's Word for Today, answering the big questions, part 5.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.